Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, it is our anniversary on this day.
Look at
in
me.
In 2008, the BK combo was born.
I know, and I will. I will highlight a text message from a listener that we just got several minutes ago that just says, you guys are awesome. My station never changes every morning and day for years now. Glad you all was the chosen ones.
Oh, yes. We are glad we was the chosen ones, too.
We are, too.
For sure. Because we don't have any other life skills. We had to make a go of this.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you. And again, happy anniversary, Kelly.
Yes. Sparky, I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry.
I didn't get you anything either. I just want recognition of actually remembering it.
Oh, yeah. No, that is, you know what? It was going to fly. It might have hit me at some point today, but it flew right by me. You were on it really early. 13 years. I just did the math because I can't do it in my head.
That's impressive. Impressive.
It's impressive. 13 years.
All right.
You're officially my longest partner.
Giggity.
I had one for 9 years. And now, well, not longer than my husband. My husband does squeak by that. But 13 years, it's all a good right. run so far.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And with any luck, we can make it through the day and the week.
And yes. If it would be magical if we don't get fired today.
All right. Yeah, but enough about us. Enough about us, really.
Because really, we are only here because six people decide to listen on a regular basis.
Yeah, I was going to say, it ain't about us. It ain't about us. All right, so today on the show, it's all about those missed connections. And, you know, maybe it's when you share a life and death situation or when you see perhaps the love of your life on the bus. Well, it's Missed Connections Day. Also, we do have an update from a listener who we spoke to on Monday. Remember the guilt money?
Oh, yeah.
Guilt money. Yeah.
Yeah, we were all like, I think we decided, listen, you got to cut it off.
Well,
and we even, there was talk of lawyers.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Fiance had been paying guilt money to his ex because he ended the relationship a long time ago in scandal in that he cheated on his now fiance, or he cheated on his ex with his now fiance.
With the now fiance, yeah.
Felt bad and was kind of like supplying her with rent and utilities and stuff like that for the past year.
Yeah, and they wanted to cut it off, and she's all like, well, I'm going to expose you as a cheater.
I know. Kind of crazy,
on
messy situation.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, anyways, we have an update for that and more here. Plus, we got your feel-good stories and a bunch of other stuff here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. So we'll get it going. Good morning. Kelly K brings them to you every hour throughout the morning. What do you got?
So, Chip Gaines, you know him, right?
Yeah, from Fixer Upper.
Exactly. He's kind of built an empire there in Waco, Texas. Magnolia. I mean, they've got, you know, TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
They've got home decor lines.
They got merch.
And, well, you merch, all the merch. And Chip has written a new memoir called No Pain, No Gains.
Mm-hmm.
It's out on March 16th. And he shared a video on Instagram that he hid a little something something in 10 copies of the book, $1,000 check.
I'm going to put $1,000 check in 10 books. If you're lucky enough to pre-order at the right exact second, you will find $1,000 check made out to none other than you. And the title is called No Pain, No Gains. We hope you love the book.
Now look at that.
Isn't that fun? And apparently there's also an opportunity for fans to win a trip to Waco, Texas to experience all things Magnolia.
Okay.
And there's a big hint he gave too. The checks are next to page 16 in the books, which is their family's favorite number.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we will put that up on the website, WDJX.com. You can see more.
All right. Coming up next, Your question: does this setting the bar involve animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, dive into that.
Yeah, from a goat.
Next. Every day, right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story, which sets the bar for your day very, very low. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your neighbor's goat and painting it, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, why? Oh,
listen.
Wait a second. That goat did not want to be painted
is
or stolen.
Stealing a goat, is that bad?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what did you say when you learned you were being stolen? I understand that. Erica, she's 34. She removed the goat from her neighbor's property, brought it to her house to show her kid.
Oh, wow. She just wanted to do a little show and tell?
I guess.
With her kid?
And didn't tell the neighbor. She said it, or they said at some point she decided to paint the goat then post the photos to social media.
This is unbelievable.
So when the neighbor was all like, huh, I wonder where my goat is. The neighbor actually called a different neighbor to ask if they'd seen the goat. And that was when the other neighbor was like, hey, you should probably check out social media. And she did. And they saw that Erica, yes, indeed, still had the goat at her house when police arrived. She's been arrested. Has justice been served?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't with the goat sound effect. That's magical. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, again, I'm sure the neighbor would have been like, yeah, why don't you bring your kid over and I'll show your kid the goat. You don't need
exactly. Have a little visit.
Right. Right, exactly. So,
yeah, you know what? That's not a great lesson to show her kid, too. Like, hey, you can just take something from someone and bring it home if you want to.
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
That's bad. That is really...
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your neighbor's goat and painting it, you're doing okay.
One more time with a yeah.
Yeah.
That's setting the bar. If you happen to see, like, deep fake Tom Cruise trending and you're like, what is that all about? There's like a series of TikTok videos that show Tom Cruise. It's not Tom Cruise, but it looks like Tom Cruise. And it sounds...
It straight up looks like Tom Cruise.
It sounds like Tom Cruise. So I'm gonna play for you... a little audio from one of the videos on TikTok. And the TikTok account is literally like a deep Tom Cruise. And so it shows Tom like doing a little, well, quote unquote, Tom Cruise doing like a little coin trick, a magic coin trick where he's showing you a coin. It's kind of a selfie mode. And then he does like a little sleight of hand and the coin disappears. Okay. Listen to it and tell me it does not sound like Tom Cruise.
I'm going to show you some magic. It's the real thing. I mean, it's all the real thing.
And then he does his little laugh. I mean,
he's got the laugh down.
So they're saying
for
that,
sure.
Yeah, like it's not just. I don't think. I don't think it's an impersonator. It's like the CGI is what they're saying is
yes,
and that's what the deep fake part about it is about.
And that's scary because they're like, you know, listen, if this is so convincing,
yeah,
and it's super convincing, like this could be problematic technology.
Oh, yeah.
Like really problematic.
Uh-huh. So let me also play for you a real Tom Cruise clip, okay?
Okay.
This is a famous scene from, what is it, Jerry Maguire?
Okay.
Where he is, this is the real Tom Cruise, and it's not him screaming, show me the money, because that is he's not talking. You know, he's screaming. Okay. So again, this is fake Tom Cruise.
I'm going to show you some magic.
Okay, and this is real Tom Cruise.
You complete me.
Oh, gosh. It's just such a tender
Nailed
scene.
It.
I mean, it's pretty close, right?
Yeah, it is.
It is pretty close. So, yeah.
I mean, there's several videos, too. There's another one where he, like, trips into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes into, like, telling jokes. I mean, this guy, whoever is doing it that has had his face,
yeah,
you know, transformed into Tom Cruise,
right.
is really good. Now, there is one guy out there who looks exactly like Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he gets paid to, like, kind of go and do, like, in Vegas and stuff to impersonate him.
Sure.
But I don't know if that's him or not in these videos.
Here's another one
it's
of those
real close, though.
Deep fake ones of him just doing a golf swing, like setting up a selfie camera video on the golf tee and talking to the camera.
You guys cool if I play some sports?
Yeah, fake Tom. Yeah, we are. So, yeah, he steps back.
I love it. More for the audio experience.
I mean, he doesn't. Now, this video, I don't hear Tom Cruise as much. Like, I don't hear the audio as much as I did that first one. And then he takes a swing.
As much as the momentum.
Walks back
up. Hey, listen up, sports and TikTok fans. If you like what you're seeing, just wait till what's coming next.
Okay, so yeah, that's again.
Just wait till what's coming next.
What's coming next?
What's coming next?
So again, these.
You can't handle the truth!
These are all from the account Deep Tom Cruise, and they're all fake. They're all deep fake Tom Cruise.
It's really freaky.
Videos. But yeah, the real Tom Cruise says stuff like this.
You complete me.
Oh, God, yes, he does. He does.
Give that man all the awards.
So just if you see that trending, know that that's not really Tom Cruise. It's video to look like the real Tom Cruise. Anyways.
Crazy.
Yep. That's what's trending here this morning on 99.7 EJX. All right, Kelly K, what do you got for us?
Well, we got an email from Tracy. Mm-hmm. Said, not sure if you do this, but thought it would be fun for the team. The Silver Creek High School Lady Dragons there in Sellersburg basketball team won the 3A Indiana Girls Basketball State Championship game on Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Look at that.
It's the first time in school history.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a really big deal. Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Love that.
The first time in school history, champs for the Lady Dragons.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
We celebrate you.
Right across the river.
There it is. Champions right there. Whoa. So thanks, Tracy.
Yeah.
And congrats to the girls.
Yeah, 100%.
That's going to feel good.
That is good stuff. Do them every hour here throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you have one of those experiences in real life where you're like, man, that person was so awesome, but I just realized I never got their name or their number and they may be out of my life forever. So what do?
Oh, you go to Craigslist. You go to your mom's basement. You do a little typey. Or you just do it like 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Whichever.
Either one. Kelly and I scour Craigslist to try to find these and bring them to life for you.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. May I go first?
Sure.
Woman for man, you made the wheels in my heart go round and round.
Kind of like the wheels on the bus.
Wheels in my heart go round and round.
All right.
I sat across from you on the bus last week. You had the most beautiful soul patch I've ever seen.
Is that one of those, like, upside down, like, little flavor saver things?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, right below the lip there.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm not attracted to any man sporting soul patches, but somehow you really made it work with your smooth, bald head.
Ah, okay.
It's a good look. If you were wondering who I was the pink-haired girl sporting the dagger tattoo on my forearm. Kind of aggressive?
Sure.
I know you noticed me, because I was holding a hot cup of coffee without a lid on it.
Dangerous.
So at all the stops, the coffee would spill out and burn my hands.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it definitely hurt. But with you nearby, I tried to make my screams of pain sound more like screams of pleasure. Ow. After a few stops, you came by and asked if I was okay. I stared back at you for a long time without saying a thing.
Okay, that's weird.
It was kind of like that. Okay, that's weird. It was kind of like that. A few seconds later, you suddenly got off the bus before I could even get your name.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
Okay.
I still think of you often.
Yeah.
Even though it's only been 15 minutes.
Wow.
Hey, look for me on tomorrow's bus.
She literally got on Craigslist while still on the bus to reach out to
him. Yep.
Wow.
Immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure it was fresh in her mind. She didn't want to forget.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled, I Think I Saved Your Life, Man for Woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Starts out, it's weird how people meet each other, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
If you would have told me that I would see the possible love of my life scream in terror as an out-of-control car came hurtling toward her, I would have told you no way.
Holy cow! This is like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah. You were the tall brunette crossing the street last Saturday. You see, I was the guy who yelled at you to get out of the way.
Oh, wow.
You did. Just in time as the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme flew past you, over the embankment, and into the pond below.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is crazy.
He's like a hero.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Something like that. I ran over to you and asked you if you were okay. I could tell that you were visibly shaken. You said you were and thanked me for screaming at you.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it was.
Here it is.
Here it comes. Maybe it was the cute way your nose wrinkled. The perfume you were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fear in your eyes. But I wanted to kiss you right then and there on the street.
Probably best if you don't, though.
You asked me if I knew whose car that was, and I told you I didn't know, which was the truth.
Oh, I sense a butt is coming up.
But? I had to hurry off before I got your name because I didn't want to be around when the police pulled the car out of the water.
Wait a second. Why? Is he running away? Was he driving the Cutlass Supreme?
They might have questions for me.
Oh, he was!
You see, I feel like I can tell you, now that we've shared a life and death situation, that I was just going to borrow the car for a few days while I got my situation in order.
Okay, see, I have a feeling that he didn't let the person or place know that he was going to borrow the car. That's my hunch.
Yeah. If you see this, I'd like another shot and take you out proper.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think no.
Either it was he was in the middle of jumping that car, or when he lost control of it and rolled down the hill, or I don't know, but either way.
See, this is how it's playing out in my brain. So as he is screaming at her as he's launched off the embankment, he then bails out right at the right time before the car hits the water. In my brain, that's how it's playing out
now.
Well,
it's an action movie nonetheless. But anyways, hopefully the woman with the dagger tattoo and the pink hair meets back up with the guy and the coffee and all that on the bus. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe after the police talk to this guy, they'll get back together. We never know. Right?
Well, okay. I think maybe she needs to just move on and find another place to walk.
She's dodged more than a car with this incident. Yes.
Yes, she did.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. So group therapy earlier this week, we spoke to a listener. Her fiance had been paying guilt money to his ex for a year. Why? Well, he felt bad. He cheated on his ex with his current fiance. Now, he wants to stop paying her rent and utilities, but she's been threatening to expose him as a cheater on social media, you know, try to get him fired if he doesn't continue paying her, and they feel trapped. And so, you know, she had kind of...
And we were like, huh, this feels like extortion. This feels like blackmail. This feels like, you know, legal kind of issues.
Yeah, things that, you know, are not legal. Yeah, exactly. So we got an update from her. She writes, first of all, thank you to everyone for helping me with this. Yes, I know that our relationship began with cheating. And yes, I know about karma. And we've dealt with that. Yeah, I know. A lot of people were jumping in, especially online, and saying, hey, you know what?
They had to get a little shaming in first.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, yeah. Karma, you know, you started the relationship by cheating. It's not going to go well. So anyway, she continues. Anyway, after hearing all of your responses and reading the comments, we decided it best if he went to his employer first, just to make them, quote, aware of this ex. They were understanding and basically said that as long as this doesn't affect his work, he's in good standing with them.
All right, great.
All right.
That's good news.
Next, it was to confront his ex. He wanted to do it in person. I insisted that he keep it formal and send her an email followed by a letter stating that as of April 1st, he will no longer be helping pay her rent and utilities. So...
Yeah, it's in writing. That's good.
Yeah.
You get it in writing.
Right. So he did that, and the email was responded to right away. And
oh, no.
She was mad. She told him she was going to harass his employer, that she was going to post about him on social media, and that she wouldn't quit until he agreed to keep paying her. I mean, it sounds like she's literally doing the same thing that she had been threatening to do.
Yeah, and just again confirming he did the right thing in breaking up with her.
Yeah,
right.
She finishes and says, "I told him not to reply, but to address the cheating on his social media and come clean with it first. We're trying to keep lawyers out of this for now. Again, thank you for the direction and wish us luck."
Oh, good luck.
Dang. Yeah.
Yikes.
Good luck.
It sounds like they still have a bit of a battle on their hands.
Yeah, I will say that they did take a lot of your suggestions in that addressing it on social media first, kind of taking that out of her sails by owning up to it and saying, hey, look, you know, I'm in a great relationship. You know, my fiance and I are happy, but, you know,
it started off in a bad place.
Right, in a bad spot, yeah. But happy that we've been able to make it here. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing, obviously, the work he does doesn't have a huge thing with social media. Because if it was like a big social media type of company or whatever, then I could see maybe where, you know, slandering him on social media could be some sort of issue for the company. If one of their star employees or whatever was all of a sudden getting raked over the coals on social media. But
Well, I think what they need to do now is just if they see her put anything out there, you know, keep the response, take screenshots. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could, you know, get into the harassment level. Mm-hmm. And if they need to pursue that avenue, man, then they'll have the ammo.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your update on the group therapy from earlier. The paying the guilt money. So, anyways, if you want to catch...
That's a success for us, though. I feel like she listened to us. We kind of fixed it, maybe.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not completely tied up with a nice little bow?
No, not entirely, but it is moving forward at least. So if you want to catch yourself up on maybe what you missed, you can get it all at WDGX.com. I love hearing from listeners. You can send us email, Ben and Kelly Show on social medias. Kathy writes, hey, I think you should have an informal contest to see what listener lives the furthest from Louisville and who is the oldest listener. As she goes on and says, I believe that I would win both categories.
Oh, look at that.
Interesting. All right.
Okay. That would be fun.
She says, please understand, I don't listen to your show unless I'm in my car or my local station is broadcasting in Spanish. I'm just being honest here.
Says, couple asterisks about how much you listen.
Right.
I love it, though. I get it.
She says, 99.7 EJX plays the best music, and I'm grateful. Carry on. So kindly put my name on the list of winners of this this informal contest. Data?
Done and done.
You ready to hear where she lives?
Where does she live?
She says, I live in San Diego, California.
Get out!
And she is 76 years old.
She absolutely wins 1,000%.
She says,
how in the world? I mean, there's a time difference there.
Yeah. 3 hours.
And we're on early here.
Yeah.
So, well, how early is she getting up? Is she listening in real time or is she catching the podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. She says, I used to live in Springhurst. Oh, all right. So,
get out. Yeah, well, okay.
Used to
so
live
she
in
had
Louisville.
A little bit of knowledge
mm-hmm.
of us beforehand. Well, that's cool.
That is pretty.
Love her.
I don't know if anybody can beat 76, but my gosh. What? Thanks for hanging, Kathy. We appreciate that.
I love that. Look at that. Mass appeal.
Mass appeal. All right. I was going to say, today of all days, because as we started the show with, today is the anniversary of the inception of this dog and pony show that we call the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
On this day, 13 years ago, 2008, the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show was born. Birthed on your radio box.
You had kind of a Bridgerton sort of delivery with that one. Yeah, I like that. All right.
I haven't even seen the show. Look at that.
Yeah, but enough about us.
Sparky.
Enough about us. Thank you for riding however long you have. And we always love hearing from you at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Tomorrow it starts the 12th annual Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon for Children's Hospital there. And we are going to be broadcasting from our current location, not from the hospital there in the lobby like we have every year, but because of safety protocols, we are going to be doing our setup that we have right now. However, it's not going to be any different sounding on your end.
No, absolutely. It's still going to be the same thing that you know and expect. And you know what? On Thursdays, we typically have an element that is a staple of the show. And we're trying to work on a way to make that happen as part of Radiothon as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So if you are a fan of things like Throwback Thursday, we are going to try to mix that into the Radiothon for the very first time ever, just because we haven't been able to do it in years past, just because we've been live on location. But
yeah, don't have the buttons to push. You got to push buttons for that to work.
Yeah, our current setup, we should be able to do that. So, you know, if you are able to donate earlier in the day before we get to Throwback Thursday, just throw in your request and we will put you to the front of the line.
Absolutely. That'll get you to the top of the list there, which is kind of fun. So we've got a lot of really great stories. We've got updates. This is going to be like a super inspiring couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that's starting tomorrow here on 99.7 EJX. All right. Your feel good story coming up here next. What are you working on?
Oh, I'm working on an amazing story out of Connecticut of some best friends who turned out to be a lot closer than they had realized.
All right, that's next on 99.7 EJX. Every single hour we do this throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this is a story of a friendship. Cassandra Madison and Julia Tinetti met in 2013. They were working at a restaurant in New Haven, Connecticut together.
All right.
They became fast friends, bonded over both having Dominican Republic tattoos and being adopted.
Oh, cool.
Cassandra and Julia said they suspected they might be related. But information from Julia's adoption paperwork, which they only later discovered was wrong, made a biological connection seem, you know, pretty much impossible.
Oh, okay.
Well, Cassandra said she reconnected with her biological family 2 years ago and only recently learned from her father that the family had another daughter who was put up for adoption.
Oh.
A DNA test?
Yeah.
In February proved they were sisters.
Wow.
Yeah. They now know they have seven other siblings who were raised by their birth parents. Look at that.
Wow.
How big the universe is.
That is
and
crazy.
They found each other.
That is special.
Isn't that amazing? Those stories never cease to amaze me.
I love it.
We'll tweet it out so you can see the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. We do those every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, got a message from a listener. I'm just going to read you one sentence. She writes in part, "We have great chemistry in everything except one thing."
I think I can guess what the one thing is.
Well, we'll find.
We're just talking about chemistry.
We'll find out what she's talking about and what hurdle she has with this on the way. You can always send us a message. Just go to WDGX.com, click on group therapy, and you can shoot it over to us or just, you know, DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on social media, especially if, you know, you got a question, you don't necessarily want an opinion from someone who's emotionally invested in your situation. You just want, you know, someone who just is going to see the facts, nothing but the facts.
Just the facts. That's us.
That's when you come to us. So we got this message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I love the show and listen every morning. Huh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I've got one of those issues where we've got great chemistry, but ... I know, right? Smile. So I started dating, quote, Brian a couple months ago. I met him while I was at the gym. We have so much in common, from working out and eating healthy to our love of superhero movies. Get on it, Ben, in parentheses, and playing video games. All right. So far, so good.
Okay.
She continues, "We have great chemistry in everything except one thing. That one thing is making out."
All right.
"For some reason, we just don't have it when it comes to kissing. We haven't gone all the way yet and are in no hurry. I want to make sure we can master kissing first."
Probably best.
"I guess what I'm asking is, can a relationship last if there's no chemistry in the making out or sex department? I really like him, and I don't know if it's a me thing or a him thing, and if we will eventually find our groove."
I know. Okay, so we don't know if he thinks the same way.
Right. "I know there's a lot more to a relationship than just making out and the physical. Help."
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So my first question is he on the same page with this? Does he think it's like fire?
He's like, "Man, this is hot." And she's
fireworks
like,
every time, baby.
And she's like, yeah, doing nothing for me, dog.
I know. And that's a really difficult thing to like talk about.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you like explain how to do that better. Almost have to like demonstrate if there's something they're doing that you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, and those questions are never easy ones to ask, and honestly, never easy ones to hear, especially.
Oh no!
Like, if
you want to think that you're amazing in every way.
Yeah, regardless of whether you're a guy or a girl. But now, if he feels the same way, and he's like, "Yeah, there's just no spark there," then yeah, I think it'd probably be easier to tackle. Where it's like, "Hey, it just isn't working." He's like, "Yeah, I know." And then maybe you can watch videos or something. I don't know.
Is that really where we're going immediately with the advice?
Okay, this is where I'm going to pause and I'm going to turn it over to you. All right. So,
we need Andrew the Love Doctor.
Or someone, yeah. Someone.
We need a professional.
All right. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. It's group therapy. All right. Group therapy. It's all about kissing chemistry. We got a message from a listener who's like, "The guy I'm seeing for a couple months, everything is great about him. Like, we have so much in common, from working out, eating healthy, superhero movies, playing video games, but we don't have any chemistry when it comes to kissing or making out." I feel like it may be a little mood music with this.
little motivation.
And she's just like, hey, will we eventually find our groove? And I don't know if it's a him thing or a me thing. And I know there's more to the relationship than just making out, but she kind of wants the, all right, like, where do we go from this? And Rach comments on Facebook and says, oh, man, I feel for you, because kissing is so important when making a connection. I would say just slow down. Don't think about it. See, that's easier said than done.
Because, it is a little. Because now, if you already have it in your brain that you don't like it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, hard to get over.
That's going to be tough. But yeah, she says the more you stress, the worse it feels. And kiss when the timing's right. Think about his lips on yours. Oh, about his lips on yours.
Stop reading right now, because then it gets awkward.
Is this going to turn into a how to kiss passionately sort of
maybe.
Thing? I don't know.
But Crystal says, I've been in situations like this. I figured out being honest early on can help.
Yeah.
If they take it personal and get mad, then it's someone that you wouldn't be able to be honest with future problems anyway, so mm-hmm. no big loss. It can be awkward, but if you have that good chemistry with everything else, the hope is that would be, your honesty and working together, you can improve that, will just fall in place.
Jared tweets us and says, you know, making out and sex and all that shouldn't be a taboo subject. The next time it's about to happen, just say, what if we tried it like this and lead the way?
Oh. Yeah, you have to make sure that you give suggestions that don't necessarily reveal that you were unhappy before.
Yeah, instead of like a, hey, you're doing this wrong, like, hey, exactly. How about if we try it this way? But then we get a message from a listener who says, warning, it could be something you are able to work through. But coming from experience, if you are never able to find that physical spark, you will find yourself in an unfulfilling relationship that will eventually have you looking at others to provide that spark.
Oh, see, that's not good either.
My advice, give it time, but not too much time before moving on and finding your own happiness.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right. So yeah. we try to tweak some things for a while.
Yeah.
And see if it improves.
I mean, that listener has a point, though. It's like, you know, how long do you give it before you're like, you know what, this is... I mean, yeah, I think we're just friends. I mean, I think we're just friends. Like,
and absolutely. You know what? There were plenty of guys that on paper, they were fantastic, and we were fantastic mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, force the other side, the other component, to just be there if it's not.
Yeah, especially if it's not. All right. If you want to.
No matter how much you want it to.
Maybe you're not in a spot where you can comment right now. Just go back and you can always look at it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You can hear the podcast and all that at WDJX.com. Click listen. That's group therapy. It is a feel good story. We do these every hour throughout the morning.
This one is a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a gross factor, but it's feel good. So it's a little bit of a roller coaster.
Okay.
It's a feel good. It's going to stay in the feel good lane, but it's got a little bit of.
I like it when you kind of stretch the boundaries of what you're calling a feel good.
I mean, there's a little bit of a.
Okay.
But it's good. It's a feel good.
Okay. All right. That's on the way on 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly, you were saying that this feel good had a sort of component to it.
Possibly.
Okay.
So, go to Thailand. There is a woman named Siri Porn who couldn't believe her luck when she stumbled across $258,000 worth of whale vomit near her beach house.
I have so many questions. Like, you see whale vomit. Why is it worth $258,000? Do you know?
It's a rare ingredient used in the perfume industry.
Oh.
Which makes me now question the perfume industry. Like, how? Who came up with that idea to put whale vomit in there? You know what? I bet this would smell real nice. I don't understand.
Oh,
I have
what
so many,
are you wearing?
many questions for that industry now.
What are you wearing? Whale vomit? Oh. Yes, I am. $50 for an ounce. It's very expensive.
So she saw this 12-by-24-inch, 15-pound chunk of whale vomit washed ashore, thought it could be valuable, which turns out it is.
Wow, she cashed in on whale vomit.
Yeah, I mean, dang, who would have thought ever when you're taking a little walk on the beach by the house? Ah, what is that? Yeah. Also, now I'm going to go look at every perfume bottle that I can find and see if whale vomit is listed.
I gotta even just Google image search whale vomit. Like, if I happen upon a beach and I see something that even, like, what does it even look like?
Oh, so that maybe you can know to recognize it the next time you're on a beach?
Google image search whale vomit. That's going to be tough to recognize, honestly, because it looks like just a ball. It just looks like a yellow ball, like a hard yellow ball.
A hard yellow ball. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So if you see a hard yellow ball on the beach, give it a second. Give it a little look-see.
$258,000.
There you go.
Okay.
Can we rethink how we make perfume?
Why ruin a good thing, Kelly?
Okay. All right.
I mean, that Chanel number 5 is Chanel number whale vomit. Oh, it smells so good.
That's a feel good, though.
All right.
I'm keeping a feel good sticker on it.
There you go.
Because payday.
Sure. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, we hinted at it yesterday, and I think there was speculation that this was going to be the outcome. But it is now confirmed that literally no one watched the Golden Globes. why is that, Tina Fey? Why is that again?
Look, we all know that award shows are stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See, there you go.
It was an absolute disaster. The semi-virtual live show, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler on different coasts. I mean, they tried. I will give them an A for effort. They tried to do it. Just, it was down like something like 20%, and it was just...
Oh, it was down like 63%.
Oh,
from like when Ricky Gervais,
yes. Oh my gosh. Hosted.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
And that was massive.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of got some early like indications that it was not a huge success yesterday. Well, the ratings are in, and it's just awful. So, all right. Maybe next year it's just an email. Maybe it's just an email.
Like, hey, great work this year.
Maybe
here's
this
a statue.
Zoom meeting could have just been an email. All right, great.
Yep.
That's it. It's 99.7 DJX. Well, tomorrow we are going to kick off the 12th annual Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon. Presented by Bill Collins Ford from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. both tomorrow and Friday. It's going to go down as we honor our, all the people who are so courageous, who work at Norton Children's Hospital, who have had to be treated by those who are there at the hospital. But the life-saving efforts are certainly what we're raising money for.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, this year has been hard for everybody, but it's been especially hard for Norton Children's Hospital, too. So they're going to need your support now more than ever, and there's going to be lots of ways that you can get in and be a part of this.
Yeah, and text the word balloon to 51555, or you can always call 1-888-499-KIDS. You're going to hear those numbers a lot over the next couple of days, so... just know that we are going to, you know, we're going to change things up a little bit. You know, the morning show is not going to be necessarily as crazy as it is and what you're used to. However, I think we are pausing for a good reason.
Absolutely. And we're still going to bring you Throwback Thursday. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be kind of like an inspiring throwback songs kind of a thing. And you can toss out an early request if you would like, and maybe grease the wheels with a little donation. Get you to the top of the list.
Yeah, you know, make sure that you tell the operator when you call the song you want to hear and your name, and then we will make sure that we at least shout you out and try to put your song near the top of the list. And look, you can't get so obscure. You know how it works. You know how Throwback Thursday works. So we've got to actually have the song. I mean, we're not going to pull out like songs from 40 years ago or whatever. But yes, we are going to keep some things, at least try to keep it normal. But it is going to all honor Norton Children's Hospital starting tomorrow at 6. So hopefully you'll join and be a part of it. Buckle up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you missed anything from the show, we've got an update for you from the listener who had called us on Monday regarding the guilt money her fiance was paying his ex.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And then we've got a weird kissing chemistry sort of question from another listener that, yeah, we'll dive into.
Just do that. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, missed connections and all that. And Kelly, I'll be sure to have one of these donuts that listeners brought in honor of our anniversary today, March 3rd.
That is so sweet.
I know. Thank you.
Yes, 13 years. We've been on the air together. Yeah.
Thank you to Debbie and Rebecca and everybody who sent the old donuts over.
They look delicious.
Yeah, I will look at them and eat them in your honor because we
Thank
are
you.
Apart, you in your home studio and me here in the DJX studios. So
that, yes, that's tragic. But I, you know what? I really appreciate the thought and you enjoy all those, Benji.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.